This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so here's something to think about on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara said, the Gemara had a shaila about whether there's an Isser Shnia on Eishas Achi Avi Ha'av, your great aunt, and Achois Avi Ha'av, also your great aunt, but either it's your grandfather's brother's wife or your grandfather's sister. So Rav Nosson says that Tosfos asked this kasha because the Gemara said, well, maybe the reason why these were not listed in the Braisa before is the Braisa was ton of a shy. And the Gemara asks, my shire, the high shire. What else did it leave out? So we asked, what do you mean? These are two cases, so it left out both of them. So Tosfos says, Afa gav de tartinin, even though they're two cases, chada chashav lehu. They're considered one. Kedekamar besamach. Like the Gemara is going to say, nearby Hanu Tarti, the Dami Adadi, these two cases are similar to each other. So therefore, Chada Chashav Lehu, they're considered like one. Kechada Chashav Lehu. Upirish Bekuntras, the Hanuch Tarti, what are these two? Hainu Eshes Achi Avi Ha'av, Va'achis Avi Ha'av. The two cases are the two cases that we just said. So even though there are two cases, but you can't say my shire, the high shire, these two, because they're treated like one. V'loy k'mash b'rish Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Rabbeinu Meir, not like the Rivam says, the koya eishas achi ha'im min ha'im, eishas achi ha'im min ha'av, the kulu achi imay kari luhu. That's not what it's talking about. Okay, so that answers the question we had. But once we're doing Tosfos, I think we have to try to tackle the top Tosfos. Tosfos is going on the Gemara. The Gemara says, your daughter's daughter-in-law is only Asur, lest she be confused with your son's daughter-in-law. Because really, your daughter's daughter-in-law should not be Asur. Because there's no Isur Doiraisa on the generation of your daughter, that we should Asur her daughter-in-law. She's your daughter. And you're not usher to marry, I mean, you can't marry your son-in-law for obvious reasons, but there's no Isser Erva. It's not Isser Erva. It's interesting. Your son-in-law is not an Erva. It's Stam. He's an Ish. So they have other issues. But there's no, in other words, it's an interesting idea. Think about it. Your son-in-law is not an Erva. He's Stam like any Ish. But your daughter-in-law is an Erva. So your son's daughter-in-law, we understand why it's Aser, because it's your daughter-in-law's daughter-in-law. And your daughter-in-law is an Aser Erva, so your son's daughter-in-law is a Shnia. But to Aser, your daughter's daughter-in-law, why should that be? It's only so you don't get it confused. So listen to this Tosfos' Kasha. Tosfos asks, V'tema da'amayloy asrina la mishum kol sheben ekeva erva bezachar gozer al ishtai. Mishum shnia, kila kaman de tam gomerhu v'loy simna ba'alma. Why don't we say that any time if it would be a female, it would be aser. If it's a male, his wife is a drabanan. So let's think for a moment. Your daughter's daughter. You want to marry her? No. It's an erva. So now that it's not your daughter's daughter, it's your daughter's son's wife. So that's the klal of kol sheben akeva erva bezachar gazvinan al ishtai. So why does the Gemara have to say that we aser your daughter's daughter-in-law because of your son's daughter-in-law? Why don't we apply the well-known established rule that kol sheben akeva erva bezachar gazvinan al ishtai? It's Gavaldiga Kasha. So Tosfos says, well, how do you know that this is a real klal? Maybe it's just like a mnemonic. You hear this? May Tosfos bother? Maybe it's not a klal. Maybe it's just like a memory tool. That koshim nekeva asura. No, because the Gemara asks in Svara, why are one asur and the other not? And the only difference is when it's one kedushin, it's also when it's two kedushins, it's mutter. So your daughter-in-law is one kedushin. Look into the answer. Va'omari de tana de brayso leslehu taima. Avo b'doyrei so achreinim gozru. Taisa says that the Tana of the Braisa doesn't hold of that reason. Only it was a gzera in later generations of Loy Asru Kalas Bita, Elamishim Kalas Benoi. But the Tana of this Braisa does not hold of the klal of Kosha Benekev Asura, Bezachar, Gazwino, and Alishtoi. And therefore, Ki Parach, my Shire, the High Shire. Why didn't it say it left out Eshas Achi Ha'em? Min ha'em de pashatna la asura. Another gavaldik akasha. You know, the Gemara had a shaila. What about your mother's brother from her mother's wife, right? Remember that shaila? The Gemara says, your father's brother's wife from his mother is asur. Your mother's brother from her father's wife is asur. What about your mother from her mother's brother's wife? And the Gemara, bottom line, said, the Gemara said it's asur because of kosha v'nekeva. So question, when the Gemara said my shire, the high shire, on this brisa, right? Why didn't the Gemara say, you know what it was mashire? Your mother's brother from his mother's wife. Why don't we say Maishaya the Haishayer? Because the bottom line is we said it's also because of Kosha Benekeva. The answer is the Tana of the Braisa does not hold of that klal, and therefore it didn't leave that out. That is Takamutter. One more question and answer in Taisus. This is a good Vim Toimar. My Paruch Uklalahu? Right, remember the Gemara asks on the klal of Koshim Nekeva Asura, really, is it a rule? We know your mother-in-law's an erva, and your father-in-law's wife is mutter. So now that, listen to this, this is a very interesting question. We just said a rule that even though we don't hold of Koshim and Akeva Asar, we're Goyzer on Eshes, if it's a Zachar, we're Goyzer on the wife. Even if you don't hold of that Klal, there's a concept that in later generations they Asar'd, a case that you might get confused with, namely because you might get confused. For example, they Asar'd your daughter's daughter-in-law, Atar, your son's daughter-in-law. Nothing to do with Kosha Menekev, just so you don't get confused. So Taz has an interesting question. When the Gemara asks, what are you talking about? Your mother-in-law is an erva, and your father-in-law's wife is mutter. Who says? Maybe later on, the Chachamim asserted it, so you don't get confused. So Taz has an interesting answer. V'yishama dekimle b'hanu d'shari. We have a tradition that no later rabbis asserted it. So bottom line is, you see a very important yesod from this Taz. There are two klalim in Isura Derabanan by Shniyos. One klal is a klal, Kol Shem Nekeva Asura B'Zachar Gazminan Aleshtai. And then there's another rule that sometimes they did, sometimes they didn't, and that is two cases that are similar, they just asserted. Nothing to do because if it would be a female, their goyz are on the wife of the male, just so one doesn't get confused with the other. Okay, so that will be something to think about over here, and we're going to wish everyone a good night. Tomorrow is Wednesday. There's no regular Wednesday night shiur, but there will be a shiur in my sukkah forever wants to come at 9:30 p.m. If you decide you want to come, just let me know before. And There will be a shir Thursday night Hoshana Rabba on Zoom for Daf HaShavua at 9:30, and probably in the shul at about 10:30, and ulai another shir on Zoom at 12. Okay, Rabbeisai, kol tov, and have a wonderful night. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.